Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Good morning. It is the last day of November, November 30th. Get ready, bestie. I'm going to win. It is a cold Wednesday. Oh, my God. What's the temperature out there, you know? You should ask Siri. Yeah. Freaking freezing out there. It was crunchy on the lawn this morning. I'm walking around with my big heavy boots on. Oh, you got the new Apple 7, though. What? 36, I think it was colder than that. Woo! Tucson is colder than Buffalo. That is crazy. That's some craziness. Well, hello, Grand Island. If you're out there listening, you're warmer than we are. Sunshine our way. Maybe that's because the sun's been up longer over there, right? Maybe. It's got a couple hours on it, but not the sun we have. Anyway, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening in. Cannabis Kid is on his way in. There was some sort of crazy accident on the road, and he'll be here as soon as possible. So we'll just scoot on into the show and welcome you all to a beautiful, cold, freaking freezing Wednesday. So what's going on out there in the cannabis world? Anyone? Anyone? Well, what we do know is Tumbleweed Health Center is at 50. No, it's not at 5315 anymore. So if you're going there, see, even I do it the same. We get a lot of patients that are checking Google Maps and they're wrong. It's 4826 East Broadway, folks. Get on down. I can't believe I did that. Must be the cheese this morning. You did it? Yep, see. It's, well, when you're at a place for...
11:29:30.
Oh, yes, anyways. Oh, there you go. Okay, there it is. Must be the cheese. Maybe it's the hash. It's just got to be the hash. Now it's hash. Anyway, my lord, marijuana. So if you want to get yours, you can get your certification down at Tumbleweed Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. And if you want, you can check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. We've got a list on there of things that, conditions that qualify. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's. So what is that, like just the symptoms of Alzheimer's, or like when they get, when Alzheimer's patients get upset and they get angry and they get confused or they cry or they get disoriented. So basically it's the symptoms that they're experiencing that are not their normal everyday behaviors. So just the agitation of that. A chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition for the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of MS, multiple sclerosis. So here you go.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona Medical Marijuana Card.
There you go. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Let's get this straight here. It's just a wild and wacky weekday, Wednesday morning. You can call 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson at gmail.com. We're all over the social media thing. If you go to our very first page and check there, I think even, oh, that must be the alarm for Cannabis Kid. Yep, if you click any one of those little icons, you can go right to our Facebook page. You can see Instagram. We're pinning. We're tweeting. We're Googling. We're LinkedIn. You betcha. And we're Yelping. And there's, I'm sure there are other things too. So check it out. TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com. We've always got, you know, news and events and all sorts of stuff coming on. Wow, that's a crazy loud airplane. So what we were going to talk about actually was. We posted an article, how is hemp CBD oil different from marijuana CBD oil? So we're going to read a little bit of the differences of that. So hemp CBD oil, so hemp and cannabis are the same plant. So we want to just let everybody know that right away. It's the same plant. And welcome, Cannabis Kids.
Hi, everybody.
It's that guy.
Just a little bit of traffic today.
Yeah, good morning, honey. Just a little traffic.
Don't
worry, we've got your bong hit ready, and we've all had too much, so, so all the cheese is for you. Tea is ready, and we're reading about the difference between, which people don't know, hemp CBD oil versus marijuana CBD oil.
Very nice.
Yeah, so this could be very interesting.
I'm excited for it.
Get your tea ready and get over here. You're going to do some reading. How is hemp CBD oil different from marijuana CBD oil? That's a good question. We will find that out because a lot of people get hemp oil because they don't want the high of cannabis. They don't want the effects of that. But we always say the high is basically like the onset. What did someone say yesterday? I really liked it. Forgot. I got to remember that. But they said it's the onset of the medication kicking in. So each strain can have a different effect. So some, if you're looking for energy, there are strains out there that give you energy. If you're looking to clean your entire house, you get some of those. If you want to just chill on the couch and relax your sore muscles, we have that. I mean, we don't, but maybe not yet. Dispensaries out there. We'll help you get your card so you can go to the dispensaries and get these different strains. But a lot of people want to know what is the difference because the plant is the same, but they want to know when they're going to the dispensaries and they're getting a marijuana CBD oil versus what they could get at Tumbleweeds Health Center, a hemp CBD oil. They want to know the difference. So here's an article we got from, I believe this was the Weed Blog. It's where this came from. So, at 5 years old, young Charlotte Fiji had been suffering roughly 300 grand mal seizures weekly for years when her father, Matt, looking for alternatives to her mostly unsuccessful traditional allopathic treatment, found a video online extolling the benefits of CBD oil in the treatment of Dravet syndrome. Under Colorado's fledgling medical marijuana program, Charlotte's parents found a strain of high cannabidiol, CBD, low THC, cannabis flower named R4 being sold at a Colorado dispensary. They bought a few ounces and worked with friends to extract oil from it. High CBD, low THC cannabis is a desirable medicine both for the therapeutic benefits of CBD and the low presence of THC, which minimizes psychoactivity. Charlotte responded favorably to her very first dose, beginning to bring the frequency of her seizures down to one per week. Her parents then met the Stanley brothers, owners of Colorado's largest dispensary at the time, and cultivators of a high CBD strain of cannabis very few people were purchasing. Together, they developed the dormant strain into a continual harvest and constant supply of medical marijuana CBD oil to treat Charlotte and subsequently other patients seeking similar relief. The strain became what's known today as Charlotte's Web. When the news of this process and others like it aired on CNN, medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta's documentary Weed in 2013, people across the globe, especially parents of children suffering seizures, flocked to the internet to find this miracle CBD oil. Little was to be found. Capitalizing businesses quickly jumped in to fill the void created by the Federal Controlled Substances Act, which strictly prohibits the use and sale of marijuana because of the presence of THC, not CBD. Under the law, hemp-derived CBD is completely legal, but CBD doesn't appear out of thin air. In order to produce CBD oil, you must first harvest high CBD cannabis plants legally. In the United States, this requires growers to be licensed in their state either as an industrial hemp farmer or a medical recreational marijuana grower. Not all states provide these licenses, and where some do, each type of license has a completely different set of parameters, rules, and regulations, including whom you can sell your products to. Needless to say, the rapid overnight demand for CBD oil combined with the intricacies of a nation involved in a drug war created a very confused topic and an opportunity for businesses to sell snake oil. Still today, people are discovering the wonders of CBD and yearning for information on how to obtain it. In an effort to untangle this web, here's a go-to guide for understanding the differences between hemp-derived CBD oils and marijuana-derived CBD oils. Very, very interesting. Let's see.
I had a little thing from...
What you got?
From the Facebook that I posted about CBD.
Oh, yeah. We've had that before in our... This is a nice one. You can blow it up, and it's actually nice. We'll post this. Can we get the link on our blog somehow to that? That's a great picture.
Yeah.
Cannabidiol, CBD, is a cannabinoid known largely for its muscle relaxant properties. Isolated on its own, CBD is non-psychoactive, and it's been reported to be effective in treating seizures, even in young children. CBD is found in both the drug-producing cannabis indica and hemp-producing cannabis sativa. Hemp CBD oil is derived from industrial hemp, the C. sativa species of cannabis, which produces nearly no amount of the cannabinoid delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol THC, but does produce some amounts of the cannabinoid cannabidiol CBD. Industrialized hemp production is legal at the federal level, with laws and licensures varying from state to state. Not all hemp CBD oils are created equal.
Nope. Not many cannabis researchers or cannabis professionals will refute the efficiency and wonders of the cannabinoid, cannabidiol. It can be a potent and powerful product with amazing therapeutic benefits. However, the ways in which cannabidiol is extracted from the industrial hemp plant, then manufactured, concentrated, formulated, etc., and delivered or administrated to customers or patients, is largely suspect. Some customers have reported becoming violently ill from poorly manufactured hemp CBD products, many of which either contain mysterious inactive chemicals or ingredients different from those listed on the label. Hemp CBD is regulated by the FDA as a dietary supplement, and like other supplements, the FDA is not authorized to review dietary supplement products for safely and effectiveness before they are marketed. This is in direct opposition to most modern day medical and recreational marijuana markets. Both regulated medical and recreational markets typically have stringent production and testing guidelines and manufacturing regulations. And these guidelines typically exclude the sale of hemp-derived CBD through medical and recreational dispensaries. This is from the FDA's website. In late February of 2015, FDA issued several warning letters to firms that market unapproved drugs for the diagnosis, cures, mitigations, treatment, or prevention of diseases. Some of these firms claim that their products contain cannabidiol, CBD. FDA has tested those products, and in some of them did not detect any CBD. It is important to note that these products are not approved by the FDA for the diagnosis, cure, or mitigation, treatment, or prevention of any disease. And often they do not even contain the ingredients found on the label. Consumers should beware purchasing and using any such products.
Yeah, it's a, that's that's one of the biggest problems that people have right now is knowing what is what's real, what isn't, and what's safe and what isn't.
Right.
A list of FDA warning letters and test results for cannabidiol-related products and manufacturers can be found here. So this is on our website at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Go to the news section, and there's links and stuff throughout this article we're reading.
I wanted to go to a comment on our... We did get a comment on our Tumbleweeds page.
About
the CBD. Now, this gentleman lives in the South.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was talking about it being watery and not very, like,
and
an oil.
And not where it was coming from.
Right.
And,
so that was, I love that this all came up. Hopefully he's listening in today so he can, you know, hear what is the real stuff and actually doing a little bit of research on the place that you bought it, looking at comments made by people. I know that there are some good websites out there that do give customer feedback. They give their testimonials on how it worked. Look into these things. Don't be so fast to just pick up anything and use it because of, you know, what they say on the label.
It's really hard to find the research out there that says what because it's not FDA approved,
right.
Which has...
And that's where you... It's not going to be right up in front of you because it's not FDA approved. It's
right.
Going to have to be you doing your research. And, you know, I know another place, pick up your local cannabis newspaper or magazine in your town. Usually these places that are marketing these higher quality products, should I say? Mm-hmm. Higher quality products or legitimate products, would you say, would be... advertised in...
I would say go to your local certification centers or education centers that aren't biased in a way and are just providing education without a link to a food product or an item or something they're selling, because those places tend to have just information on what they just happen to be selling, which they're pushing and promoting, which may or may not be a good thing.
True.
We talked to the med testing company a couple weeks ago, Arizona Analytical, and they said, you know, there's inconsistencies out there, and patients are bringing in their meds and they're testing them themselves, and they're finding some are, you know, some are legitimately what is being said is on the label and in the dispensaries, and some is not. And, you know, that's not okay out there. There's got to be some sort of regulation so that patients know when they go get, you know, an ounce of whatever they want, or a candy bar, or an edible of sorts, or capsules, that they know exactly what's in them, you know.
And what they're getting.
Exactly. They need, you know.
Yeah.
And dosage, we talk about that all the time. Dosing is very, very important with cannabis, and you should always go low and slow and consult a cannabis expert or friend. Especially if you're doing it for the first time. It's, you know...
There's lots of information out there, and with it being more common and in use, you know, in these medical cannabis states, the legalized states, there is a lot of information and education out there. So, you know, if you're going to be using this as a supplement or as, you know, in your life and for pain and...
whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever
you
want to use it for.
Enhancement, recreation, pain.
Get to know all of it.
Someone said the other day, no matter what you're using cannabis for, it's medical.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's helping your system. So that was a good one. We like that.
We do like that.
We do like that. We always wonder, you know, with the new presidency coming up, we wonder about what's going to happen to all our programs. And we were having discussions this morning at the park. Way early and way too cold. But just, you know, what's going to happen with the new cabinet that future Trump president is picking. They don't like cannabis, and they're big opponents, and they really want to stop it, and I don't know what that means for us. People say, oh, you're safe. So many states have passed, but I hope we are. That's all I say, because Trump did promise to legalize in all 50 states. That was one of his claims. So we'll just see if he holds through with that. Yeah. Yeah, and then he hired the Attorney General, who's going to probably try and reverse everything.
The Attorney General just said, the new one just said, good people don't smoke pot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess there
are
really bad people.
What a statement.
I know. That's a horrible, horrible thing to say.
I mean, we're talking about some people out there who we know use it and are doing some amazing things in the world.
Well, we know people that wouldn't be alive without it.
Right. I mean,
so,
there's
sick,
but I mean, we're also talking about, I mean, there's some stars out there, some A-listers.
Montel Williams hooked up with a dispensary in California to do testing, and he's probably buying a dispensary.
Susan Sarandon. I mean,
well, I got
to
beef with Susan, so we'll talk about her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how about your lady?
Stevie Nicks loves it.
Yeah.
Well, who's my other lady?
Well,
how many ladies I got?
Stevie Nicks, what's my husband say? Yeah. And then we've got
Martha Stewart.
Martha's
best.
I mean,
now.
So, I mean, yes, both of them
They're
are probably.
Sleepovers. I'm just kidding. Cooking overnight.
Cooking overnight.
Cooking overnight.
Oh, those
Newport
two.
Oh,
I don't know if anyone has gotten to see that show yet, but it is pretty funny. If anybody calls in about that show, I would love to hear a little bit more about it. I heard they're getting a little bit blitzed before they go on air.
Really? Blitzed with marijuana?
Yeah.
Huh. Martha.
Those two.
Doing the bong hits with Snoop.
I
think they stand
Snoop
on ladders. I think
like,
the bongs are so high they have to stand on a ladder. Yeah, it's probably all decorated, one for every month, one for every holiday, somebody's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, see right here, Donald Trump adds another marijuana opponent to his cabinet. This is not a good thing. Here we go. President-elect Mr. Trump named Rep. Tom Price as his pick for Health and Human Services Secretary, a position that could offer the anti-marijuana legislator more control over medical access to the drugs. Although federal regulations of illicit drugs rest primarily with the Justice Department, the HHS Secretary holds some powers that could restrict how available marijuana is in states that have legalized it for recreational and medicinal use. For instance, drug policy observers say that the agency could penalize doctors or sue sellers who work with medical marijuana in those states since the substance remains illegal under federal law. Price is one of the most consistently anti-marijuana members of Congress, voting against a number of marijuana proposals before the House in recent years. Price has a long voting record of opposing the modest marijuana policy reforms that have come to vote in the House of Representatives, said John Hudak of the Brookings Institution in an email. Price is a physician, and the medical community broadly has been conservative about the use of medical marijuana and nearly universally opposes it for recreational use. Price's records include going against a measure that would prevent the Justice Department from interfering with state recreational marijuana laws, voting six times against amendments preventing the Justice Department from interfering with state medical marijuana laws, voting three times against a measure that would allow Veterans Affairs doctors to recommend medical marijuana to veterans who might benefit from it. But Price has supported a limited measure preventing the Justice Department from interfering with states that allow the medical use of cannabidiol, a non-psychoactive chemical component of marijuana that shows promise in treating some forms of epilepsy. He has also voted to ensure that federal funds aren't used to stymie research into industrial uses of hemp. While not particularly vocal on the subject of marijuana law, Price's votes have earned him a D grade on marijuana policy from the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Law.
A D?
Wow, he got a D. Oh. Wow.
Wow. I think they're being generous.
Yeah, I think they are too. There was a thing that President Obama just spoke out about. What he said about marijuana and how it should be taken off schedule. It's ridiculous.
Do you think, I've been hearing a lot of, I've actually been seeing a lot of posts and things about Obama on his way out, you get to do a few things. And
I've always told everybody on his way out,
he's going to
sign that thing and pull out the joint and have a good laugh. So it says right here. In a new interview with Rolling Stone, President Obama comes as close as he ever has to endorsing marijuana legalization, saying, "I am not somebody who believes that legalization is a panacea, but I do believe that treating this as a public health issue the same way we do with cigarettes or alcohol is the much smarter way to deal with it. Tobacco and alcohol, of course, are not prohibited by state or federal law, so the implication is that marijuana shouldn't be either. But Obama apparently is waiting until he leaves office to say so explicitly. I will have the opportunity as a private citizen to describe where I think we need to go, but in light of these referenda passing, including California, I've already said that is an untenable over the long term for the Justice Department or the DEA to be enforcing a patchwork of laws where something that's legal in one state could get you a 20-year prison sentence in another. So this is a debate that is now ripe, much in the same way that we ended up making progress on same-sex marriage. There's something to this whole state being laboratories of democracy and an evolutionary approach. You know, you now have about a fifth of the country where this is legal. It sounds like Obama plans to push marijuana reform as a private citizen. It's too bad he did not do more to advance the debate as president. To his credit, Obama has declined to interfere with legalization, saying it is important that states be free to try a different approach. He has conceded that marijuana is less hazardous than alcohol, to the consternation of old-timey drug warriors like the man Donald Trump has chosen to be his attorney general. Last year, Obama even allowed that if enough states end up decriminalizing, Congress may then reschedule marijuana, a step he described as progress. But he has resolutely refused to encourage such progress through administrative rescheduling or by urging Congress to accommodate state marijuana laws. Legislation making the national ban on marijuana inapplicable in states that have legalized it, as Rep. Dana Rohrabacher has proposed, would remove the threat of prosecution and forfeiture that hangs over state-licensed cannabis suppliers, giving them unimpeded access to banking, and allow them to take the same tax deductions as any other business. Such legislation has the potential to attract support on the right as well as the left because it embodies the federalism that Republicans claim to revere. While Obama's endorsement would not have guaranteed passage, it would have elevated the issue, encouraged conservative constitutionalists to take a position, and left the cause of marijuana federalism in better shape to prevail under a new president who claims to support it but has chosen an attorney general who is dismayed by the ongoing collapse of pot prohibition. In Obama's view, he has done all that he can reasonably have been expected. When Rolling Stone publisher Jan Wenner asked why he did not take a stronger position on marijuana legalization, Obama implies that it was not politically feasible. One of the things that I think it's important to for progressives to do when we're in a reflective mode after an election like this, we can't have it both ways. We can't say, why aren't you reaching out to the folks who voted against us? And by the way, why aren't you maximizing getting 100% for the things that those of us, you know, who are already progressive and living on the coast think should be done right? Anyway, the point is, politics in a big, diverse country like this require us to move the ball forward, not in one long Hail Mary to the end zone, but, you know, systematically make progress. It is weird to portray marijuana reform as a cause that only progressives support when most Americans, 60% according to the latest Gallup poll, think marijuana should be legal. And an even larger majority, 70% of Republicans, according to a recent CBS News survey, think state decisions to legalize should be respected. Far from a polarizing issue, marijuana federalism has bipartisan support and the potential to unite voters and politicians who agree on little else. Obama could have taken advantage of that agreement to promote an alternative to a situation he describes as untenable. But although he eventually stopped laughing at questions about marijuana reform, it was never a priority for him. Well, we got how many states now that have medical programs and how many legal? We're doing pretty good. I just hope it doesn't go backwards. I don't want to take any steps back.
No, we don't.
Not a one.
We definitely don't.
No, not a one.
You know, I was wondering when drug classification was actually happening and why. And it says the FDA has been overseeing drugs in the United States since the beginning of the 20th century. In 1970, the FDA released the following drug classifications or drug schedules under the Controlled Substance Act of the CSA. The schedules organize drugs into groups based on the abuse or harm. Those drugs with high risks and no counterbalancing benefit are banned from the medical practice and are Schedule I drugs.
Yeah. You know what we don't ban around here?
Puff, 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 puff. What up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up. Got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge. It used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high. Looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, oh, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking
know about the science of marijuana. What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Wow, we didn't even get to smoke our bong on that break.
We should have another song.
Lighting systems.
Lighting systems.
Just kidding. We won't force that one on you. Hey, anyone out there, if you want to listen in, go for it. If you want to talk, press hashtag one. I hate saying that. Pound one. Hashtag one on your phone. And you can chat with us, ask us anything. We dare you to call in. We love it. We love our folks from afar. And we just want to say thank you to everybody for listening in. It's been a lot of shows. We're calculating 4.5 years, almost 5 years. So we're over 4.5 years. That's hundreds of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen, we're racing.
There we go.
We're racing with Ellen. So this is something. It's not a little article about something that we get asked all the time at the Health Center. At Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. You weren't here. I announced our old address. I started to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Hey. Well, it's because our intro isn't up to date, and it's still, you know.
I'm already jumping into 2017, so.
Which means we need a new intro for
real.
Yeah,
so if it's us doing this, it just means we're actually telling ourselves that we need to jump into this 2017 thing.
Just hit it.
And let's do it. Yeah.
Hit it. All right. So this question we get asked all the time at the health center. Come on down. Get yourself certified. How to pass a drug test fast. Here it goes. All right. And this is from the Weed Blog. With medical marijuana legal in over half the United States and three other states that just voted yes to legalizing recreational marijuana usage, millions of people each year have to pass a drug test fast. 2014 study shows that marijuana is the number one illicit drug choice, and the number of adults who smoke marijuana has doubled in the last few years since laws and restrictions are becoming looser. Many insurance companies still require individuals to undergo random drug testing, especially for marijuana. Wow.
Control.
I know. That's a big boom.
Control.
Employers, however, are still not lenient when it comes to drug usage, and probation officers aren't too hip to it either. So if you're looking for a new job or work somewhere, you can and will most likely be randomly drug tested. So there may be times where you need to be able to pass a drug test quickly. Typically, if you're involved in the court system on probation, you will know when you must drop. So passing a test naturally when you have a little longer can be a bit easier. The do's and don'ts of drug testing. The number one thing to keep in mind is that almost everything you read on the internet is a drug test myth. So that makes me giggle because we're reading this on the internet. When it comes to passing a drug test, cranberry juice, niacin vinegar, golden seal, ginger root, and all the other at-home remedies for clearing your system of THC quickly do not actually work. They never have worked. Yet stories continue to be spread online across blogs and forums claiming they do. Do not attempt these home drug testing remedies, especially if you are a heavy user and must take a drug test within 24 hours. You should prepare as far in advance for your drug test as possible. If you have at least a week before your drug test, you should plan on getting some sort of 7-day detox product to jumpstart your drug cleanse. If you are searching for a new job, you should stop smoking now. Okay, let's just repeat that. If you're looking for a new job, stop smoking now. Come on, people. Let's just use some common sense.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to 100% ensure you'll pass a urine drug test or saliva, blood, hair, follicle, whatever, is to abstain. That means don't do it. Just say no to your marijuana until you get hired. If you get fired from a job, stop smoking that day. Very good.
I was going to say start smoking that day.
Well, no. We're going to still try and prove that it's out of our system. Okay.
That's right. Do not listen to me, folks.
No, think realistically, not like Candace kid, about how long it will take for you to become clean from marijuana. Detoxing naturally takes at least 30 days for a person who has a great metabolism and is fit. Oof. THC metabolizes out of your fat over time as the fat cells break down or get absorbed into the bloodstream. So if you're over 200 pounds, it could take up to 4 months or longer in extreme cases to rid your body THC to pass a drug test. Okay, so how to pass a drug test naturally. Yes.
I'm reading them, folks, and I already knew that was what it was.
Okay. If you have at least 30 days to detoxify your system of THC, there's a simple 100% natural way to do that using diet, exercise, and an herbal detox program. This is the best way to get a true detox.
Not the same one that you got into this whole mess with.
Yeah.
Different herbs.
Different herbs, guys. Take the vitamin M, the vitamin C, the vitamin W. Take it off your shelf. Okay, this is the best way to get a true detox, especially if you plan on not smoking marijuana anymore or want to jumpstart weight loss. This way isn't fast, but will help you feel better naturally, and you are guaranteed to be able to pass a drug test if you are healthy after 30 days. there are 7 steps to detoxifying naturally. Oh, this is interesting. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Step number 1.
Really?
Here we go. Drink lots of water.
Ooh.
Well, you're in the desert anyway. I mean, you should be
well,
it cleanses
your system and it helps with fat.
As we grab the chai tea, most people do not drink as much water as they should anyways. Oh, as he said anyways. Oh, that's great. You should aim to drink at least 1 gallon of water a day. Whoa. Holy. This isn't going to flush a THC or any other drug out of your system, though. upping your HCO keeps you hydrated and ensures that your urinary system is regular and flowing well. All right, number two. Oh, this is the one people don't want to do.
I can hear it
lighting
already.
System. Lighting system.
Boo.
Exercise.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Good, though.
Boo, boo. I want you to pump it up. Okay, exercise. To pass a drug test, common knowledge tells us that marijuana is stored in the fat cells. The more fat cells you have combined with the amount of marijuana you smoke is going to prolong or shorten the amount of time it takes you to detox. So start an exercise routine that combines strength training and cardio so that you are sweating the fat cells down, sweating toxins out, and boosting your metabolism. If your gym has a sauna score, sitting in there for a few minutes after your workout can rid your body of many toxins that can come out through your skin. Bless you. Just make sure you take a shower afterwards. Yeah. Okay. All that sweating and then sweating some more. We're going to post this because this is kind of a nice little thing. Yeah. It also says to eat more vegetables to pass a drug test. Who knew? Wow.
Well, once again, cleansing of the system is meaning eating healthy.
Oh,
so it's
no,
actually
it's
helping the
McDonald's
body.
McDonald's a vegetable?
McDonald's is not a vegetable, and pizza is not a vegetable.
Is Taco Bell a vegetable?
Taco Bell is not a vegetable, but they do use soy meat in their meat. So
it's slightly better.
Slightly better.
Slightly better. You're getting slightly less crappy meat. What about just the beans? Do they use soy in their beans?
Those are a powdered consistency. I'm not sure where those come from.
Oh, powder beans. Wow. Woo, pure. Yeah.
I'm sure they're dried and then dehydrated.
1870. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Dehydrated beans.
Salads and green leafy vegetables like broccoli should be your best friend during your drug detox. Probably always. These veggies consider vitamins that help to cleanse your system and boost your metabolism and flush marijuana out of your system fast. 4, drink lemonade. Oh, that's a good one.
And actually, with that lemonade, it's not that country time one from the barrel.
Boy, you're taking
it's
the
not,
fun out of this for
well,
some.
I'm just telling everybody, if
saying,
you want a true...
You get a glass of spring water,
you
get
that
your organic lemon,
mm-hmm.
a little organic sugar if you want, just a little. Squeeze it in there, stir it up, there's your lemonade, folks.
Yeah, and throw
Ooh.
The whole peel in there, let it soak.
Put a little cayenne pepper in there.
Yeah.
Get your metabolism. Woo! Well, maybe we'll
really, really pump,
forget the sugar.
Pump it up
a
little.
Put a little
maple.
Maple. Mm-hmm. Oof. Booyah.
And those
yeah, that's the master cleanse. If you just,
Star
if you just
and Cannabis Kid.
Look up the master cleanse. It's all about lemonade. You can drink it for like 40-something days.
I have a glass of lemon water every morning when I wake up.
That's very good for your kidneys. Oh, your kidneys are clapping for you. Yeah.
And if I have to take a drug test, I'm already on my way.
You're well on your way. All right, so life just gave you some lemons. If you're having to take a drug test, possibly so, make lemonade. Drinking lemon juice helps your body to detox because the electrolytes found in lemons, along with the high vitamin C, ooh, and terpenes, boost your immune system and rid your body of all that yucky stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Get it out.
Get it
out. Okay. Never heard about this one. Try the paleo diet to pass a drug test. Yeah, I know. Everybody's face just went, scrunch. This diet is all about eating unprocessed food.
Oh.
Once again, you
natural,
see where this is going.
Organic.
Organic. You're helping
lots of
your body.
Lots of veggies and meat. So
yeah, when you don't have
why
your body.
Why do they label it something paleo? What? Caveman.
Oof.
Where's the fire? Oh, we already have one lit. It's Nordic pine.
Twigs, berries,
like
and roots.
Smells like a fire in here. Smells like the forest. Twigs, berries, and roots. Get back to your hunting and gathering ways, and
well,
it'll
when
all
when you're doing
be
these non-processed foods and these fruits and vegetables, you're allowing your body to actually process the foods that were really meant for the way we're supposed to
yeah,
eat.
Yeah, and they're easier
instead
to
of
process.
Blocking up
yeah,
different
clogging things.
Things, yeah.
Adding chemicals and free radicals.
I was having a conversation with my father-in-law the other day, and we were talking about good food versus bad food, and he's like, well, I'm feeling better, and I was like, well, the big thing would be to start switching over from these processed foods and doing, like, home-cooked meals, like, things that you would like, let me know, and, you know, we can add this health twist to it. So he's going to start coming up with some recipes.
It's crock-pot season, folks.
It is
crock-pot really
season. Soups.
Soups.
Yeah. And now you can get really creative with a lot of vegetables.
Get your sourdough bowl, get that little, and cut that sucker in half. You got two bowls of fun right there. Clam chowder.
Ow! She said, two bowls of fun.
Right there. two bowls of fun. That's like, and pass it around. All right, so check it out. So eat natural. The diet is all about eating unprocessed, organic, lots of fruits and veggies and meat. Just stay away from the red meats like beef and pork. These types of proteins are high in sodium and fat and can cause water retention, as well as slowing your metabolism. You're also going to want to add high fiber foods to your diet. Peanut butter, whole wheat bread, beans, and yogurt can all add the fiber necessary to help with the detox of your digestive system to pass a drug test. Here we go. Drink tea to pass the drug test. This is your favorite thing. There are herbal teas such as dandelion tea that help cleanse the liver and boost metabolism. I think each one of these things has mentioned boosting metabolism. Using green tea to pass a drug test is especially good because of the antioxidants it has and immune-boosting properties. Do not get tea that is caffeine-free. You need the caffeine to help give you a little extra energy and boost your metabolism. Wow, where do you ever hear that? That's awesome. Someone just said, drink the caffeine. You're going to need it. Woo-woo! Because it helps sweat it out. You could dance with the oldies, sweating with the oldies, you know, do a little Richard Simmons. Woo-woo! All right, 7, do not do any drugs during this marijuana detox. For God's sake, folks, you're trying to get the drugs out of your system. Don't do another one, baby. It's going to be different and okay.
There's no strain out there that detoxes you.
This seems obvious, but even smoking a little bit can set you back days in your detox. And if you're trying to detox quickly, you need to abstain completely. That means don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do drugs. Don't do edibles. Don't do a vaporizer. It's still getting in you. I'm just vaping. I didn't smoke it. I ate a gummy bear. It didn't count.
It all counts.
It all, and I think gummy bears are worse because they're in there laughing and dancing like little bears going, we can, we can.
They're
like M&Ms. They're like, woo.
After they break down, the little gooiness is even is more gooey to your fat cell.
Stop. and there you have it. The weed blog, how to pass.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you are welcome.
And after Bella gets done reading this, because this is the one I'm waiting for, is when workplace insurance covers medical marijuana. From Cannabis Now, you can get the magazine at Tumbleweed's Health Center. Cannabis Now? If you want it, come in and ask for it. We'll get you one.
You betcha. We have back issues of it.
Come in and ask.
We do have, yeah, they were sending it. Canadian.
Yeah.
We do have tons of issues of high times at the health center.
One thing I like
about
a
beautiful new display rack. It's going to get moved, so it'll be even more visible.
Nice.
There it is.
What I like about the Cannabis Now magazine is that it takes a little bit of that fun from high times and then adds a little bit of that science, like
and class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a little bit like that National Geographic, that Science Now, Scientific America, with a little bit of high times. So as legalization moves forward at the state level nationwide, the legislative legacy of the drug war's 1980s peak still keeps many legal cannabis users in near constant fear of losing their jobs. But a recent court ruling means some companies will have to cover medical cannabis under their employer-provided health care plan. It does not matter how many states legalize cannabis or how many millions of people use it. Most of their jobs will still be at risk from the often crushing impact of a positive drug test. If employers want to fire workers for using cannabis, even off the job, they're legally allowed to do so. State and federal drug-free workplace laws allow it to allow the courts have upheld it. Have upheld it in the face of several legal challenges. On the other hand, if you're retired and in pain, those same courts say former employers' health care plans is financially on the hook for hooking you up. Greg Valnapland, 58, is a disabled former auto repair worker living in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He told the New York Times that he replaced the opiates he'd used to combat pain for decades with medical marijuana. I would recommend that people use medical marijuana over opioids any day, he said. He took his story to state lawmakers who considering legalization exempting employers from paying for medical cannabis. His story helped to convince them to drop the bill. His wife, Margaret, said that he feels like medical cannabis has saved her husband's life, and the quality that she was hoping for, he's gotten it, continuing to be available to him in the future. I feel like I've gotten my husband back, she said. His personality has come back to the person that he used to be. State court ruling in Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, and New Mexico mean that as long as a doctor recommends marijuana for patients' ailments, workplace insurance are required to pay for it. But a very few patients actually receive this coverage, and conspicuously absent from the list of the states offering this protection are adult use Pioneer Colorado, and now complete West Coast block of recreational states stretching from Washington through Oregon and down the southern tip of California. The only workers enjoying this insurance guarantee live in the states where MMJ laws explicitly prohibit employers from firing approved patients for a positive test. And the insurance companies use a bureaucratic gymnastics to avoid directly purchasing cannabis and running afoul of federal regulations. Also, none of these seem to apply to workers covered under government insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid, leaving anyone who's disabled and not covered by private workplace insurance plan out of luck and out of weed. It's worth noting that a positive test for cannabis on a pre-employment screening can mean no job with health care to begin with, and a positive post-hire test can mean the end of the job and the insurance.
Yeah, that's just pretty lame. We get that question all the time. Do you take insurance? How do we file this with our insurance company? Well, right now you don't, but what we do tell people that they can do is write it off on their taxes. Just lump it in with everything else and write off
all
your...
So you put it under entertainment? Medicare.
I mean, it's under your medical. It's all under your medical. So all your dental and everything else and everything else you're paying during your exam listed in there. And some people come in and they're, can I have my receipt itemized? I'm, you know, listing this in my taxes. Sure, absolutely. So people will know, but it's coming. It'll come. They all figure out how to get their money out of it.
That's really great that you guys, that's a great tip for people, too.
Yeah, at least they can write it off as medicine or medical equipment. They can try at least.
I'm going to look into that.
You can try. Guess what? Maine nears recount on marijuana legalization. Yeah, check it out. The Maine Secretary of State's office said Monday it has certified the signatures on two recount petitions and is now raging to hand count more than 700,000 referendum ballots cast for and against marijuana legalization and a tax surcharge for education. The office is working on scheduling and logistics and plans to announce a date and time soon when the work will begin, said Kristen Musinski, Director of Communications for the office. Both questions. One, which would legalize marijuana, and question two, which would add a 3% tax surcharge on individual income over $200,000, were narrowly approved on November 8th, based on the Secretary of State's unofficial results. The marijuana question passed by 4,073 votes, less than 1%, and unless a recount reveals errors that would change the outcome. The referendum proposal will make it legal for adults 21 years old to buy and possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana. Wow.
Very nice.
I wonder where they got 2.5 ounces. Arizona. I wonder if Arizona got that from Alaska. Oh, boy. This is sad. This is really sad. Sorry for all you NFL fans out there. Buffalo Bills tackle suspended 10 games by the NFL for medical pot use. And so what you need to know right off the bat is this person is suffering from MS, multiple sclerosis. Am I right? Right? Crohn's. It's a Crohn's sufferer, which I didn't know. I read Crohn's, and I read up on it and what it does. And we had a customer come in and buy the CBD, just the CBD oil, and she said she felt her intestines unravel, like unknot, like they came unknotted.
Right,
like,
because
whoa.
It's what it is. It's
but they
a,
actually,
seizing, a seizing of the intestines.
Oh,
which
man.
Causes extreme
imagine
pain.
Imagine
and
you can't play your sport or do it, live life very well. The NFL has suspended Buffalo Bills offensive tackle Chantrell Anderson 10 games for what the player's agent tells the Associated Press stems from his client using marijuana to relieve the effects of Crohn's disease. The Bills announced the league notified them Tuesday of Henderson's suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. It's Henderson's second suspension this year after he served a 4-game ban to start the season. Henderson's agent, Brian Fetner, called the league's decision heartbreaking and added he cannot appeal the suspension because the NFL doesn't allow an exemption for medical marijuana use. Henderson was diagnosed with the inflammatory bowel disease a year ago and had 2 operations on his intestines last offseason. And several studies have found marijuana can be effective treatment for Crohn's. That's really sad. That's really sad. We're really sorry to hear about things like that. Yeah. You know, there's a group of former NFL players that are out there speaking just about this. They've talked mostly about, you know, the pain medicines and things that you're given. So I think it's pretty sad that the doctors can pump them full of pain meds that are hurting them in the process of maybe relieving some symptoms and not really helping them and expect them to play. But you can't use something natural that's going to help relieve symptoms. Well, guess we were just talking about this. Guess who's in the game? Well, he's been in for a long time, and this is where I flip stories here. Montel Williams announces partnership with California Medicinal Marijuana Research and Manufacturer Company, a partnership between Montel Williams and BAS Research, first licensed medical marijuana manufacturing and research lab. Partnership was announced earlier this month. The partnership hopes to pave the way for medical-grade cannabis products. The partnership aims to create new products providing doctors with a wider range of high-quality medicinal cannabis options for patients that could benefit from using cannabis treatments. The products will be distributed through California Collective. Lenative Labs is TV personal Montel Williams' most recent endeavor as a medical cannabis advocate. Williams, who suffers from MS, has used cannabis to manage his symptoms for over 17 years. He has also worked to pass legislation in states like New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Connecticut. As the country trends towards greater acceptance of recreational use, I started Lenative Labs because it's critical that we continue to meet the unique needs of medical cannabis patients. So the partnership with BAS was a natural one for us and one which I'm excited about, said Williams. BAS Research Center states that they are dedicated to developing breakthrough pharmaceutical ground marijuana products. They are California's first licensed medical cannabis manufacturing and research group dedicated to developing breakthrough all-natural, bio-natural, nutraceutical, pharmaceutical-grade products. They're hoping that their partnership with Lenative Labs only furthers that mission. According to a statement released by the company, over the next 12 months, BAS will partner with renowned pain, neurological, and cancer physicians, as well as other medical professionals to hold new cannabis product investigations. And in the near future, BAS Research will file with the appropriate organizations with the aim to launch clinical trials involving its medicinal cannabis products. BAS Research, and in particular our partnership with Montel, give people access to independently tested laboratory-certified medicinal cannabis products. We will continue to push new boundaries with our research to create innovative products because we know the power of medicinal cannabis has and to support a wide range of medicinal conditions, said COO Doug Chulpeck. Chulpeck has his own medicinal cannabis history in addition to being involved in the industry for 20 years. Chulpeck was one of the first recipients of medical cannabis in California in 1997. The two additional founders of BAS, CEO Dr. Bao Lei and CSO Ernie Arreolo, also have a history in the cannabis industry. Dr. Lee committed his life to finding safe and holistic alternative treatments for children with autism after learning that his youngest son was diagnosed with the disease. Arreolo has been an industry leader, co-founder, and board member in several medicinal cannabis companies. That's great to see that someone that has, you know, a little bit of clout and power is going to do something good with it. And I saw this on TV, actually. Look at our shows, isn't he? I saw this on TV the other day and an interview with him, and they walked you through the labs and showed you what they were doing, and it was just, it was beautiful. It's pristine, and it looks like they're doing things right, and it looks like they're going to start being able to, you know, dose things so that people can not have to guess anymore.
Right.
Because that's a really hard thing for patients. You know, brand new patients come in and they say, I've got this, this, and this. What am I supposed to do now? I've never done this. I've never smoked. I never used this. I had one of those, you know, I had a patient like that the other day, and where do you start?
Right.
You know, it's like, wow, you want to sit down for an hour? Because, you know, we need a little history. We need to take some of the fear around what you've been seeing in the media, because they're scared of this, and so-and-so is going to think that about them, and, you know, what if they get high? And, you know, my thing is always look at them and I say, what's wrong with a little bit of happy? And then they giggle and they smile and they laugh and they say nothing and they go, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the high can be a good thing for people who are maybe depressed or down or, you know, need a little pick-me-up, need a little boost,
right.
Some energy, some creativity.
Especially during this time.
Especially when they're suffering. Yeah, well, especially when they're suffering from some really hard disease.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some things going out there that we don't understand. We've not suffered like that before.
The weather brings out a lot of different things in the weather.
And arthritis patients are going to be flocking into
the ocean. Holidays bring up emotional things. So, you know, look to these things, even
some
if it
natural
is
remedies
CBD
remedies
for depression and things like that, because anxiety, the CBD calms the body. And
I had a friend just start using our CBD and say, God, I should have started this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been boasting about this for a long time, and she was laughing. She's like, why haven't I started this? Well, I don't know. But she's like, wow, this is great for stress and just calms my nerves. I can relax. I can focus. You know, I'm not so on edge anymore. So, it's really great. And if you need a sample, we've got some samples now of the 5-milligram samples, which is actually quite a bit of CBD. So I always say you can, like, suck on it for a little bit and put it in a little bag or hit the hammer and take a little piece off. But if you want to try it, come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, and we'll give you a sample, and we'll get you educated, and maybe give you a hug. So thanks, guys, for listening. We're sorry we went over. We couldn't help it. It's just some interesting news and good things to know out there. So go get educated. Come to Tumbleweeds, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We will change that, we promise. And just do your research. Ask questions. Be smart about this. It's a plant that can be intoxicating to people. CBD is not. We see our radio show with airplanes flying overhead, so now we can't even discuss the program. How many of them are there out there?
I don't know.
It's like Star Wars.
Sounds like a fleet.
Darth is here. Well, you know what Darth says.
Remember.
Be smart.
Be safe.
And
educate.
Bye, Julie.